Our guy, Justin Furstenfeld, tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, I miss you guys already. Nick, I miss your Musk. Did you ever score on 420?
Yes.
Thank you. You got that taken care of, right? Mm-hmm. Justin.
But both with Benadryl and actual marijuana.
Wait, what? Benadryl?
I took some Benadryl early in the day.
Oh, yeah, you're having an allergy issue,
yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. But just also Benadryl.
Is that a problem combining those things?
The doctors would probably tell you it's not good for some part of your body, but take with them Benadryl trip. If you can't get weed, next best thing, Benadryl. Don't get at me with your THC level 8 or whatever it is. No.
Miss you as well, Justin. Thanks for being here yesterday. It was a lot of fun. It was the pick-me-up I needed. And if you missed any of that, he did 2 acoustic songs, talked about life, joked, tried to start a Vallejo feud. Missed on that one. It's all over up at 101x.com. Punk rock physicist tweets at Jason Dick AF says, not to brag, but I was able to find some Alaskan Thunder F yesterday. 420 was very, very good to me. Any help on that one? Alaskan Thunder?
I mean, that's a strain. I don't know what it's exactly supposed to be doing.
All right. Do you have a favorite strain?
Weed. I literally, my person will ask me all the time, like, do you want this or this? And I'm like, give me the one that gets you high. And so they usually will just throw a little mix in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's time for headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Kalahari Resorts. Fans of Kevin Smith and his nerd culture type things. Nerd? Is he a nerd culture guy? He is, right? Is that appropriate to say?
Yeah.
Well, clear your calendar for May 10th through 15th.
He wanted to make Nicolas Cage Superman. So if that doesn't get you in the club, I don't know what will.
Hot take. Warm take. Mm-hmm. Kevin Smith, extremely overrated.
Okay, film-wise?
Red State is a good movie. Totally different than everything that he's ever made.
Yeah.
Zach and Miri it's a fun...
Is that Kevin Smith?
Gross-out romp. Yeah.
I thought that was like a Judd Apatow vein type thing. Yeah, no.
Jason Mewes is in it. Jason Mewes has nothing on his filmography that has not come from Kevin Smith.
Mm-hmm. Look, old school Kevin Smith, Clerks, Mallrats,
Chasing Amy. This is what I'm gonna take.
Sure. I love Dogma. That's a hilarious movie, but I understand why you have Kevin Smith apprehension because he can go a little bit too far with his Kevin Smithness, and I'm like, all right, you know what it is? He needs to understand the principle of 40% is enough. Like, just give me 40% Kevin Smith things.
Yeah. I guess I haven't seen Dogma in a long time. I remember going to Jay and Silent Bob Striking Back, and I'm like, this is what you guys are all nuts about? And I will just again say, Clerks is a... I get it, indie beginning of his career. He made it for $800 or something like that. I also might still be upset that we had Dante on the show.
Yeah.
He got really offended. I've been known to offend in interviews, but that time I was like, that's I thought I did fine. Clerks 2 is the most, it might be the most indefensible movie I've ever seen. It's a disaster.
Give me enough time, I'll bring up some more, but yeah, that was a blatant just...
Yeah.
I don't know if cash grab's the right word. But
if you are a fan of those movies or cash grabs, in Austin, May 10th through 15th, the Movies Pop-Up will be taking over the 310 Austin City Limits Live. He's bringing a restaurant. You will recognize the classic fast food joint from Dogma and Clerks and Jay and Silent Bob. I got to say, I had to look it up. I don't recognize it. When you say movies to me, that didn't mean anything. But if you're a Kevin Smith super nerd,
yeah,
get it on, man.
Well, that was the whole point of Clerks 2, was that they all
worked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to have some of the abusive language at the pop-up shop that they had in that movie.
Hmm? Oh, I hope that's how you order.
Austin May through 10th. God, why do I keep saying Austin May? I don't know. May 10th through 15th in Austin. But here's the deal. There's no walk-up service. You have to reserve a pickup slot, and you can start reserving that today at 11 a.m. I have a feeling this is going to be a type of thing that's going to fill up real quick. Like, so if you're interested in this type of stuff, get signed up today. This part's confusing to me as well. The menu features Holy Cow Burgers, which is an Austin-based institution. But are these items from the actual movies restaurant, the Cow Tipper Burger, the vegan Cow Tipper? Surely they didn't have vegan stuff in the movie. I'm not going to say this one. The C-word smoker chicken sandwich and the cow dong vegan brat.
So yeah, when I saw this, it said that they're bringing signature Moby's dishes. I don't know anything about Moby's dishes. I'm also not going to do this.
But the Kevin Smith army is going to be all over this. Are you kidding me? It's going to be sold out tomorrow.
Now that I'm fully vaccinated, the only thing I'm signing up for to wait in line for is a PS5. That's it.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Is that going to happen for you? Are you going to get the PS5 eventually?
Eventually, but it's going to happen when I just am at Target and I'm like, oh, they have PS5s now. Cool.
Right.
Put in the basket.
Okay. Good luck. Good luck to you, my friend. Good luck in another endeavor, which we're going to discuss in just a moment. Is Nick trying to be a better person, or is he being a total creeper? Hang out for that.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Davis the Door Guy tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, Nick, you should invest that money in a PC instead of a potato. All the games, twice the fun. I don't know if that's an auto... Or is that what PC gamers call the consoles, is a potato?
I don't know. Well, here's the problem. What kind of gaming PC can I get for the cost of a PS5? PCs are way more, like, four figures easily.
Didn't you once have a laptop that was super expensive you got just to play one video game?
Yeah, and it was fine. It was super loud because they ran hot, so I had the big fan. Also, I just want to play Spider-Man 4, or the new Spider-Man that was on the PS4, but it has a PS5 upgrade. That's all I want. I want to play Spider-Man, and it's PS5 exclusive, as far as I know.
Somebody get at Nick and let him know where he can get a PS5. Yesterday, when Justin was here off the air, we were talking about a little show business update. Yeah, we're going to find a permanent second friend, another person who's going to be on the show. It's going to be a lady, if I'm allowed to say that. Because it's oftentimes, Justin was asking, he's like, oh, you can't be just you two dudes? And I was like, no, we require a female perspective, because sometimes we are confused on matters of the heart and sexuality.
Yeah, we.
And me, okay, then me. I need someone to keep me in check. But Nick said something to me yesterday that I was like, what? That's uncool. That's not acceptable from my woke bro. Nick says to me that he wants to join a gym, and I'm like, oh, that's great. I'm sure you probably get the hookup from somewhere. But why do you want to join a gym?
You tell me what I said, and then I will tell you.
You said, I want to join a gym. And I was like, oh, I bet you we probably have a... And then you said, but I really just want to do it to meet women.
Okay, that may probably be what I said.
I want to join a gym so that I can meet women is a creepy thing to say.
Well, first of all, you know that I am just like known for saying the perfect words in the right spots at the right time.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah. Check any of my squeeze.com juice commercial spots. That's thing. People say, Nick never says the wrong words or things in a weird way. So, but what I want is, you remember we went to your friend Jeff's birthday, and people don't know your friend Jeff. He's a very beefy dude. He was into CrossFit, loves working out, is just like stacked, could be a Marvel superhero dude. And we went to his birthday a couple months ago, and he just had all of these hot gym friends. And that's what I want. I'm not trying to be creepy, creeps you out, hits on you with, jumps right onto the treadmill next to you because they don't understand treadmill protocol. I'm not trying to be that. And when I say gym, I don't necessarily mean like a Gold's Gym or a 24-Hour Fitness. I certainly don't mean Planet Fitness. I'm not allowed to go back in there. By my choice.
You're not allowed to go back to Planet Fitness.
I'm not banned from Planet Fitness. I just refuse to set foot in that place anymore for stupid Nick reasons.
Okay.
We can get into that
it's
later
not
if you want.
Because you were creeping on somebody.
No. And in fact, I am very, like, I am uncomfortable by the idea of making somebody else uncomfortable. I want to be very clear. Like, I don't want to sit here and just look at, girls jogging on the treadmill.
Right.
And
I know
thing.
That. That's why I was so shocked to hear you say this, is because I know that about you.
Like, that's the last thing I want to do now. But I want, like, I'm like, okay, where can I surround myself with people like that? Like, okay, if you want to go dating, what do? You go out to a bar because that's where the singles are. You know?
Well, I guess maybe that's a better question. Do people go to the gym like they go to the bar? To meet someone?
Some people do. Because, and again, that's not what I'm trying to do. You're making this sound weird and I'm making it worse for some reason because I can't shut up.
I actually feel the opposite way. It's like, yeah. I feel like you're turning the gym into a predatory type environment. And I remember the ladies used to treat the bar like that all the time, like trying to get all up on my stuff. And I'm like, hey, I'm here to get wasted, not to talk to you. Knock it off. All right. Go get to your own space. Here, let me tell you the problem with your logic there. Jeff, my former roommate, is built like a He-Man doll, okay? And so, yeah, he walks around at the gym.
Okay, he does not have He-Man dimensions. He-Man has interesting dimensions.
Nothing on, all right? And people, they were making fan accounts for him because they were calling him Van Babe or whatever. I've told this story before, but I went to some competition workout that he did. And I'm just walking through the gym space. And you remember the other day I told you, I'm in the grocery store. I see somebody and I know they recognize me. And I'm like, that's okay. We can, yeah. And I see that look from a couple of girls. And I'm like, oh, what's going on here? And as we pass by, one of them goes, that's Jeff Van Lanningham's roommate. He's a superstar in that world. And I'm not sure you're not trying to join a Gold's or whatever. You want to go to one of these warehouse gyms where you flip tires and they charge you $400 a month or something like that. But I don't want to crush your dreams. I don't know if you're going to attain superstar status.
Okay, first of all, I got... The Hydra jeans are built for that, okay? I've been doing everything I can to tamp down those Hydra jeans. Like, we put on muscle, okay? We're farm strong, all right? So I can do that,
okay?
You put me on a regimen, you give me a year, people will be saying, like, Jeff Van Who, okay? Trust me on that. You see my calves. You know what I'm doing.
Well, and
there's also,
if you're capable of getting into that kind of shape, then you don't have to go to the gym, okay? Just go to the park. All right, just go to the park and take your shirt off, and they'll find you.
No. See, that's the other thing. It's like I have a bench press and some dumbbells and a curl bar in the garage, and I had to stop because I was worried that I was becoming doesn't do legs guy. So that's what the whole origin was like. I want to get into a gym versus investing money in a squat rack because now my stupid room lord is trying to park his car in the garage, and I'm like, hey, that's our gym.
What are
you going to park his garage here? So I can't build out the garage gym.
Did we put the poll up? What was the...
Yeah. Is it creepy to join a gym so you can surround yourself with attractive people? Was the way that I finally found to make it not quite so blatantly creepy.
Vote in the poll. Tweet at us, at JasonDickAF. Is Nick being cool here? Is everything cool? I just got a text, by the way. I might have the hookup for you. If you want to train in my sister's gym, award-winning fitness on 35 somewhere.
Looking for Flipperville hotties?
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Davis the Door Guy tweets, at Jason Dick AF, says, hey, what's wrong with Flipperville hotties? Yeah, well, I feel like that was some shots fired there, buddy.
I just like firing
shots.
Also,
is my sister's gym in Flipperville? I don't really.
I don't know, but here's the deal. I currently have to walk 5 feet out the back door to my garage, and I'm like, ugh. I'm not driving to Pflugerville to work out, okay?
Somebody got to come to your neighborhood and build this gym that you want to join?
No, but just somewhere close. There's that.
If you went after work, you should get on the freeway. You can get on the freeway. You shoot up there. You'd be there in 6 minutes. You'd be in there in less than 6 minutes.
It's the idea. The idea, the physical representation of how this is I have to go. That's a mind.
Am I the worst in that I haven't been to my sister's operation? It's been open for over a year.
I mean...
Plug-o alert. Award-winning fitness. In Pflugerville, maybe. I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah. Serena G says, don't be that guy, Nick. Just meet a girl the old-fashioned way at HEB or go to a bar.
Okay, here. Is this weird? It seems way more inappropriate to hit on somebody at HEB...
That also seems kind of creepy to me.
Yeah.
But I don't know. People meet in all kinds of ways. The gym was always just a, and I haven't been a member of a gym. I went to Gold's Gym for a little while, but like well over a decade ago. And I wouldn't even consider that sort of thing because I'm like, just by being here, I know that you're a person who appreciates physical fitness, and that's not really my, that's not one of my strengths.
Remember the last time I saw you at a gym, you were wearing a hoodie, and I assumed that was just like to, as a disguise so they wouldn't see you as a non-athletic person. You were wearing a hoodie and had sunglasses on. Also,
at a gym I was?
When I say a gym, like I don't, I mean like a CrossFit type thing where you're on a group, you do classes, you develop you know, relationships and things.
Community.
Yeah.
There's
and
community
again, and,
there. Like, I'm not, see what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. That, that's
all...
kind of the thing that, like when I used to work at Weirdos back in the day, a bar, and I was just like, I was flush with just a bunch of hot ass friends from that were waitresses and some strippers and things. And then we all got old. They all decided to have kids and reform their ways and not doing shots and going, woo anymore. And I need to resupply my stock. Now I'm sounding creepy. This is good. I'll do this better when we're on air.
Okay. you're saying you want to go somewhere and do some AMRAPs and then you all go get IPAs afterwards.
Yeah.
That...
Basically, hit Athletic. Make me an endorser.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Is that that type of place?
I don't know. Could be. Let's find out.
Yeah. At Jibber Chatter says, I fully support Nick coming joining a gym because I want his gym mishap stories. What are the chances that Nick falls on a treadmill for a second time? I don't even really remember that story, but...
Yeah, I may have fallen off the treadmill at Orange Theory Fitness. Not because I was staring at girls!
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends, 101X.
What up, X? Jason, Dick, and Friends with more AG Rugby. Seattle Seawolves tickets. That game is happening on Sunday. That game?
Match.
Match? Snuggle? Bruggle?
Snuggle,
what,
yes.
What is it?
Yeah, a rugby snuggle.
No, scrum. Snuggle scrum. 9:40 today, your chance to win that. We put a poll out earlier, vote on Twitter. Is it creepy to join a gym so you can surround yourself with attractive people? I'm surprised that 70% say yes, because I thought it would be higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
Should say that the original version of this poll was, is it creepy to join a gym to surround yourself with attractive women? But...
We're trying to be gender inclusive,
Jason.
Oh, that,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. At Sean Does Strength, sweet ass handle, says, Nick, come to my gym. I'll train you for free. Jason, what he's saying is he wants to surround himself with people who share a healthier lifestyle so he can set a better standard for his own life. Sean, I don't want to put words in my guy's mouth, but no, nah, that's not what he's saying.
It kinda.
That's kind of what you're saying?
Kinda. Yeah, I do not enjoy any kind of encouragement whatsoever when I'm working out.
That's why I agree. I also don't like community environment that goes with the CrossFit world with all of the, you could do it, you could do it one more rep. I'm so much more of a AirPods in, head down kind of guy.
It makes me feel like... you know, the heart and hustle kid in high school
who has to hold
his pants up while he's running around the track.
The Special Olympics kid, and they just let the Make-A-Wish kid, they let score a touchdown at the spring game.
I realize that, that's what I've become. I've let myself go, and I'm the fat guy struggling to... We'll see.
Our girl Kung Fu Katie says, Nick, you got to hit the climbing gym. That's where the hotties are, and people are really friendly there. Austin Bouldering Project on Springdale is off the chain.
I do. I would
that
enjoy some
like
climbing.
That's in your hood as well, and that's over by us.
I think that I would be a good climber. I've got some good grip strength. Yeah. I am worried about pinching my boys in the harness. That's a concern, but we can check that out.
And my sister is hardcore getting after you to join award-winning fitness on I-35, conveniently located in Pflugerville. Plugola alert, probably. I don't know.
Like, she is pushing this. After you've done that delicious, the delightful plug for them, I feel bad saying this. But I'm starting to feel like she's trying to, like, pimp out these people. Like,
at her gym?
Yeah. That's how hardcore she's pushing them.
Well, she knows how to hustle. Steph, have I been to your gym? Is it weird that... When I close my eyes and I picture my sister's, it's a power lifting academy.
Yeah.
All right? But it's just decorated like a Sonic. My sister, she worked at Sonic for 20 years, and I just feel like, you know, she works at the same place, but now instead of burgers and shakes, You know, just people throwing up 720 biceps on the on the squat rack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she wearing roller skates when she comes out there to train them?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, my sister worked in fast food for 20 years, and now she's transformed herself into a personal training queen. God damn, I could write copy for that stuff. Get at me. I never even been to your place, and I just sold the F out of it.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X. 101X.